This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Give me the toll-free number, Skype username as well with you in studio. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com, get interactive on our front page there, where you can actually create the content that you see. It's a Reddit-based system, so it's totally free to submit whatever link to hopefully an interesting story or outrageous YouTube video, maybe something funny, something you think our listeners would appreciate. You submit it there at freetalklive.com. Other listeners can then vote on it, decide whether they like or dislike, and the most liked will make it up to the top of the website. So you get to take control of the airwaves and the website here on Free Talk Live. There's still obviously a lot of people who are talking and upset over the raft of shootings that happened this week, not just by the police, but also of the police. We did discuss it last night. There's an interesting wrinkle that has developed here in all of this. For those that don't know, there were at least a couple of well-publicized police shootings this week where that then resulted in, meaning that police were shooting people. One man who apparently was just trying to get his license out and had a concealed weapons permit, and the cop just got afraid for his life or whatever and shot the dude to death. And I guess in front of a little girl and his girlfriend. But then after that, there were some people who were pretty upset. I guess they went out and they shot some cops, apparently.
Yeah, it looks pretty bad.
Several cops in Dallas were shot to death. Other cops in other cities have been shot at or shot. Don't know if they actually died. I don't think they did. Then there were protests that erupted in various cities last night. Atlanta, Baton Rouge were at least two places that I saw headlines that these were going on. I suspect they were going on in a variety of cities, but they were making headlines. RT.com had the story about Atlanta where protesters actually shut down Interstate 75, which is no easy task to shut down Interstate 75.
It is a it's about as big as an interstate gets.
Yeah, they blocked off northbound lanes on Interstate 80 apparently as well there, and I imagine that it ended in some level of violence, but I didn't follow the ending of it closely. So there's been a lot of news about this, and you're certainly welcome to share your thoughts just in general about the police state, the violent response to it, and that was sort of where we focused last night was, is violence the appropriate response to violence? And of course, well, we're in favor of peace, and I don't believe that you can achieve long-lasting peace through violent means. You may be able to, you know, make a statement. You may be able to take somebody out or whatever who you think's a problem. But ultimately, as one of our former officer callers called in and pointed out last night, if you see more police being killed, that's not going to dissuade people from being cops. It will likely mean that the most violent, dangerous people will sign up to become police from that point forward.
Who are itching for a fight, and that doesn't seem like what we're looking for, right?
Exactly. And also, of course, they're going to have to start paying more in order to recruit police, likely, because it is getting harder for them to find police. But odds are good they're getting harder to find. It's getting harder for them to find good police. It won't be as hard to find the police that, you know, you lower your standards for in order to get, because that's something else they're going to have to do, lower their standards and increase the amount of money being paid. So it's always going to cost taxpayers more. It's going to give the police the excuse to armor up, to get more Bearcats, more armor, more, you know, MRAP vehicles, whatever it is that they feel they need, the new toys, they feel they need drones, bomb delivering devices. Did you hear about this, Mark?
Where sure, they killed the guy with a robot that blows up.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's a little weird.
Well, no. What it was a robot carrying a bomb. So guess what? That same robot that they used to defuse bombs or, you know, to check on alleged bombs, because it can be blown up, you know, it can survive that or whatever, or it's not a human being. That's the same robot, I believe, is my understanding, seeing pictures online, the same robot that they use to deliver a bomb to take the suspect out. So that's kind of scary, and it's also apparently the first time anything like that has ever happened in the United States.
Apparently they were ready for it. They were prepared for something like that.
So very disturbing stuff here. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Another question is, you know, what do you do about this? What's a solution? And there aren't a lot of good ones. There really, the choices here as far as where do you go to demilitarize the police, where do you go to get to where we want to see happen? How does that work? Well, you know, I suggested people who love liberty move to New Hampshire, but as Daryl pointed out, that doesn't help the rest of the people. You know, everybody else right. who's dealing with the police state, what do they do?
Right, and I don't, you know, obviously, nobody's happy about these deaths, all of them. But I kind of feel like I stand with you know, this group, or I stand with that group. Well, I don't stand with a group. I stand with what's right, and if you have human beings, you have mistakes. You have flawed individuals. And that's one of the difficulties here is that police have made mistakes. And up to this point, and I don't have, in many cases, I have no idea what, you know, Black Lives Matter folks even want. I mean, shutting down interstates and stuff like that, it doesn't seem like a particularly good system. And what the messaging often gets confused because there's so many different people wanting so many different things. So,
well, I've got what Barack Obama wants. I've got what he wants.
Yeah, I know what he wants.
Let me share what he wants here from Breitbart's report filed today. President Barack Obama is harnessing the increasing attacks on police in Dallas and the periodic shootings of people stressed by cops to push his agenda to federalize state and local police forces. I want to start moving on constructive actions, he says, that are actually going to make a difference. All right, let's hear it, Barack Obama. I'd really want to hear what's going to make a difference here, because so far, nothing has made a difference. The police continue to get away with murder. He says those actions would be based on recommendations of the panel that he picked after the 2014 street riots in Ferguson, Missouri. The panel offered, quote, practical, concrete solutions that can reduce, if not eliminate, the problems of racial bias.
See, well, thank God we're going to eliminate them.
See, he doesn't even... That's not the problem. That's not the problem. That's what some people are saying the problem is. But I'm sorry, I don't want to see cops killing people equally. I want to see cops stopping killing innocent people, stop the madness, the war on drugs, the this insane war on terror that drives people to suspect their neighbors. Stop all of this. That's what, you know, those things, the war on drugs, the war on terror, are two of the major factors driving the police to militarization. Plus, of course, the federal government offering all kinds of grants.
Well, the,
towards
the war on terror makes sense if you're going to be if you're going to have a military in 130 nations around the world. First, you have to solve that problem too.
But it's not racial bias. If they start killing more white people, that doesn't make that that shouldn't make anyone happy. If they start killing more Asians, that shouldn't make people feel like, well, now finally we've got equality. The problem is the police power. The problem is the police wielding their power over innocent people and killing innocent people. It doesn't matter to me what the color of their skin is. So Barack Obama's trying to solve the wrong problem here, but nonetheless, he's got an idea. Let me continue. The dramatic shootings are an opportunity to push that agenda, said Obama. Quote, if my voice has been true and positive, my hope would be that the panel surfaces problems, it frames them, it allows us to wrestle with these issues and try to come up with practical solutions. He began touting the panel's recommendations in March of 2015. There's some report that is entitled The President's Task Force on 21st Century Policing. The report urges the federal government to federalize police training and practices.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Okay, and here's how they're going to do it. Via the use of federal lawsuits, grants, and threats to cut federal aid. So far, Obama's deputies have cajoled and sued more than 30 police jurisdictions to adopt federal rules in a slow-motion creation of a national police system.
So everybody's going to get to keep their individual uniforms. It's just that they're going to be homogenized, kind of like the Department of Education did. You know, the Department of Education, all the buildings stayed the same. You know, they were still named after whomever they were named after.
Right.
All the teachers remained the same. It's just that these mandates were handed down.
And 6% of the funding.
Yeah, and a tiny bit of funding.
For education. So all kinds of rules, a tiny bit of funding. This is going to be a major point of opportunity for people who support the idea of nullification. If you support nullification, this is something to stand in the way of. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll take your calls and thoughts on federalizing the police.
Federalization worked so well for the TSA.
This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The police state has resulted in people shooting the police. And it's only, you know, people shouldn't be surprised by what has happened here with several cops killed in Dallas and other cops shot elsewhere within the last 48 to 72 hours. People shouldn't be surprised by this. It's just the natural response to humans who've been pushed too far is that they will lash out in violence. I don't support violence. I don't think that's the right answer. But at the same time, I understand why people are angry. I understand why they feel cornered, frustrated, feeling hopeless. That can always lead to those feelings can lead to some irrational choices. We'll continue here with your calls and thoughts. But first, Mark, you're going to Vegas.
Yeah, I'm going to Freedom Fest. We're leaving on Wednesday. Freedom Fest is the biggest event in the world where liberty-oriented people congregate. They've got Rand Paul, Gary Johnson, the Libertarian Party presidential nominee. This year they're also going to have, of course, Steve Forbes always shows up, Andrew Napolitano, the Fox commentator known as the Judge, Doug Casey, John Mackey from Whole Foods. It's going to be a great event. It's July. He's great. He's a great speaker. I heard him last year. He debated Peter Thiel on, I think it was basically, monopolies. I thought it was parsing terms, frankly, but either way, it was nice to hear them both speak and be in the same room. You can get your tickets and come hang out with me. Just go to freedomfest.com. If you want a nice steep discount, use coupon code FTL. Now, FTL has to be capitalized if you're going to get the discount. It's freedomfest.com. It's in Las Vegas at the Planet Hollywood. That's what it's called. In Vegas, on the Strip, July the 13th through the 16th, freedomfest.com.
All right, let's go to the phones, to the fun, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Barack Obama pledging or demanding or whatever you want to call it. He's promising to federalize the police. They are planning to use lawsuits, grants, as well as threats to cut federal aid to get local police departments to fall in line and do their training via federal standards, and who knows what other requirements they'll lay down on them. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. To start out, David is in Keene, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Thank you. This is my solution. I'm calling to all cops everywhere in Keene, Brian Costa, whatever other names they are, I forget.
It doesn't matter what their names are. Go ahead.
Sure it does, because I want to single them out and ask them specifically. Leave your gun in the car. Leave your gun at the station. I don't know if it's a rule to go out and you have to have your gun, but if it is a rule to do that, break it, walk around without being armed, and just do that.
That's an interesting proposal. I mean, there are cops in Great Britain who do not carry guns. The common street bobbies, as I understand it, do not carry guns. So obviously it's something that they could do. Thanks for the call, David. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. What do you think, Mark?
I can't imagine if I were a police officer that I would choose to leave my gun behind, especially if all the other cops are carrying theirs, right? And you're going to be dealing with people who have guns. It's the, when you pull them, I guess. There's so many options that police officers have in this Alton case here. If they would have used a taser or something, it would have still been inappropriate, but he'd be alive.
Likely. Some people still die after they get tased.
Now, there was the situation out where the BART cop in San Francisco pulled his gun, I guess claimed that he thought it was his taser, and then shot the guy straight in the back. Why you would tase a handcuffed man who's lying in front of you is beyond me. But
and then go confiscate the cameras from people standing around.
Well, certainly there was that. And that was done in these most recent cases, too, the attempts to erase video and that sort of thing. Sure. Nobody wants evidence when they commit a crime.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Michael is on the line in Lexington, South Carolina, listening to WQXL. Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
When you federalize police, you're looking at nothing more than just using an analogy, but the Nazi SS, it may not be as extreme, but when you federalize the police, then the government has full control over everything. What are you going to do?
Well, so I'm wondering if we're going to toss out terms like Nazi, does that make the federal marshals and the FBI, are they Nazis? I mean, I just don't understand exactly.
No, but they have limited jurisdiction. They can't just go around and pull people over. When you set it up where you have one police force, that's the national police force, that is now running everything. Your local police, your FBI, your marshals, that is, why don't you just have the military come out and do it? Because that's the exact same thing. I mean, it's not like...
Don't give them any ideas.
I guess it's for me...
What I think what their end game is, unfortunately, might be, and I just don't want to see that. I mean,
I think you're right.
I want to be able to keep our civil liberties. And every time they take one of these steps and we go, well, it's not so bad. It's just this. It snowballs into something else.
Sure
it's
does.
Only a matter of time until we are without any freedom.
Well, the federal government seems to have no concern about the Bill of Rights, specifically the 10th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America. There's rules by which they operate, and the 10th Amendment says very clearly powers not...
Rules by which they operate.
Well, okay, there are rules written down by which they are supposed to operate.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Powers not delegated or to the United States by the Constitution... nor prohibited by it.
You having trouble reading there, bro?
I can't. The printing's so small. It's just
you've got glasses on.
I know. I need bifocals.
You want me to read Amendment 10 here?
If you will.
To the United States Constitution, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. So what was the point you were trying
to make? Well, the point is that it's clear that the Constitution doesn't say anything about policing. There is no policing power for the federal government mentioned in the Constitution. If there is a policing power, it would belong to the executive branch, no doubt, but it would only be for the things that are laid out in the Constitution. Treason, interstate commerce, printing
money.
But
they're trying to do away with the Constitution.
No,
they've done it. Yeah. It's already gone.
I'm pretty sure there's nothing left.
Yeah, I mean, they've just decimated the Bill of Rights.
But Michael, thanks. Everyone that's saying, let's get rid of the Second Amendment. Let's get rid of this amendment. They forget. You get the 10th. The 13th Amendment. And after everyone, that they're all saying, we can get rid of the Second. We can get rid of this. Did they forget about that?
Now, which amendment? The 13th?
Yeah.
And which one is that?
Slavery.
These are the same people, the Black Lives Matter people that are saying, get rid of the guns, take away this, take away that, give to us. They're forgetting. There are key amendments that support those, that protect even that amendment, your First Amendment. When you lose the Second, when you lose the First, when you start taking away these amendments and you start throwing away the Constitution,
they're not starting those things. They've already gotten rid of those amendments and thrown away the Constitution. It just still exists for them to point to every now and then to pretend like it matters. Thanks, Michael, for your call. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on the radio here live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Live Saturday edition of the program. We're talking about the police state and people's violent responses to it over the last 48 or 72 hours. There have been some police shootings, meaning people shooting the police. Usually it's the police shooting people. And I don't think that violence is the right answer. The federal government believes that more federalization is going to help, not with police shootings, but with racial bias. So they're not saying, Barack Obama isn't saying that federal control is going to reduce police shootings. He's just saying that it'll help with racial bias. So what it's going to do is, of course, put more federal controls over local police departments. It will federalize all the training and who knows what other stuff they'll come up with, federal mandates, in return for grants, in return for, they're also talking about threatening lawsuits against police departments. So they're really going to pull out all the big guns here, it sounds like.
Yeah, you're going to play ball or you're going to be in big trouble is what it comes down to.
It sounds pretty scary.
I get the impression they've been doing this already.
So let's go to your calls and thoughts. Eddie is on the line in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, and thanks for taking my call. Real quick,
sure.
You know, the Dallas Police Department is on lockdown, and I wanted to get your thoughts on that and whether or not there's any validity to this purge that's being discussed. And
now, I'm not sure when you say they're on lockdown, what do you mean?
Well, just about half an hour ago, some anonymous threats, you know, President Barack Obama, I guess, was in Dallas earlier today addressing some of the issues at 11 a.m. this morning. By 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, they were receiving anonymous threats into the Dallas Police Department, and now the entire police department and the headquarters is on lockdown, and they have all their SWAT gear on. So, you know, in the continued kind of barrage on the police departments, and I understand where you guys are all with regards to the police, but I'd like to get your thoughts on this purge. I mean, should other cities be aware of this? Should other cities be worried this evening? I mean, I can tell you here from Albuquerque, you know, we're controlled by the Department of Justice and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I met with the head of the police union for my show, and I was doing it, and I can tell you this, you know, I'm worried about the police. And if we're worried about the police, talk about no protection at all. That's really the way that I feel. So just your thoughts on the purge. If Mark is kind of journeyed into those circles, love to hear any of your thoughts or any of your callers' thoughts tonight.
I want to know what the purge is. I'm not familiar with the purge.
Are you familiar with the movie, Mark?
I've heard of the movie, and it's supposed to be sort of, I've just heard people say it.
Yeah, it's like this cleansing of basically a lawlessness, complete and total anarchy. You can basically kill, murder, do whatever you want, and that's the idea. I'm not sure what kind of direction it's taken, and I don't know if this is just a nasty internet rumor or if this is something that we should distinctly be aware of. So I don't want to get anybody up on the wrong tangent,
you know,
but I'm worried about this.
So first of all, I don't think that people should worry about the police. They are well armed. They've got all kinds of tanks and armor and, you know, machine guns or whatever. If there's any kind of anarchy or, you know, lack of rules out there, it is applying to the police. The police are the people who do not have any actual rules. They pretend to have rules, but ultimately they can get away with murdering innocent, peaceful people, and they do it time and time again.
Well, I think they have rules. I think the rules are applied differently to them than they are to us, but they've got rules. I mean, they're not, you know, if one of them goes bananas and, you know, does whatever he wants, at some point or another, the others will shoot him. But there are, the rules are just appear to be different. You know, if you walked up to some guy who's, you know, in his car and shot him four times, then on video, you wouldn't be going home that evening.
Right. So, you know, I'm not so worried about the police, and I also don't believe the police are what are keeping us safe. I know that that's the narrative the police would like to tell you because they want to protect their jobs. But ultimately, the real safety comes from being around other peaceful people who are armed and ready to defend their fellow man and neighbor.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
I agree with you. First responders are the concealed carry people or even the open carry people.
Absolutely. And if you want a really good example of this, it was really interesting when Hurricane Katrina struck. Obviously, it was a tragic thing for a lot of people in their property. But what happened was the government demanded the people of New Orleans and the surrounding areas evacuate. Well, when people evacuated, you didn't have the average person around to put a stop to looters, to put a stop to marauders going through people's homes and, you know, destroying things or whatever, because the police couldn't stop those people. The police, there's not enough of them to stop those people if it becomes truly a purge or whatever. So, you know, I don't think there's going to be a purge in New Hampshire. We got people, average people, with guns everywhere here.
Right.
So, you know, if somebody tries a purge here, they're not going to make it past two houses before they find somebody who's going to blast them. So ultimately, it's not really the police that I think that we should be turning to here. And in fact, if you turn to the police and they don't show up, they're not even held liable for it. There's no obligation for them to provide you with protection. That doesn't mean they won't. Some of them, I think, are good guys. I've met a lot of them. And I think they got into it for the right reasons. But ultimately,
they're not there. Incentives matter, and the United States Supreme Court has ruled that there is no responsibility for the police department to protect you. And so that affects the level of protection you're going to get from an organization that you're forced to fund and is not obliged to protect you.
Hey, Eddie, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. We'll let some other folks jump in here with their thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Dennis. He's in Indiana listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, listen, I just want to say, no matter what, I'm pro-police. I think, you know, our country, I was hearing you guys talking about police don't need to carry guns and so forth, but, you know, for the people...
We didn't say that. Caller said that.
Okay. But they need to... I mean, I just can't believe people say that, but they live in the same world I live in. I live in small-town Indiana. I mean, it's not safe. I mean, people look everywhere. Whether you're in a gas station, everybody's looking around, see if there's a whatever. It's not a safe world. The world has gotten a lot non-safer over the last 20, 30 years for whatever reasons.
Is that true? Mark, didn't you tell me tell us on the air recently that crime statistics show violent crime?
Violent crime is at an all-time low.
So things are safer by that viewpoint.
Yeah, it's just the news. That's what you getting.
Yeah, I think people are leery of drugs and that kind of things. But, you know...
Well, drugs aren't unsafe.
Don't shoot drugs.
Yeah, I mean, drugs just sit there. They don't actually... without a person to push the drugs or inject the drugs... the drugs aren't the problem, and most people that do drugs are completely peaceful. They're your neighbors, your brothers, your sisters, your friends, your coworkers. They're responsible drug users, so no, they're not putting anyone in any real danger. Besides the drug addicts who are stealing things and breaking into cars, but drug addicts wouldn't have to do those sorts of things if the drugs were actually legal and they could go down to the corner store and buy what they need cheap.
Prices are driven up, but. I'm interested in Colorado and seeing what happens in Colorado if marijuana prices actually do go down very, very low. And at this point, we haven't seen incredibly low marijuana prices, and I'm interested in why that is. I mean, it's just a plant they dry out.
But one thing people need to understand, throughout the United States, in one day, there's a million police officers throughout the United States. They might do 100,000 contacts, meaning pulling somebody over, coming in contact with somebody who's possibly...
I hope they do more than that.
Well,
if there's a million cops out there, they should do more than 100,000 contacts.
Well, I'm just saying across the United States in one day. I'm just saying. And, you know, I mean, you can't tell by that video. I couldn't tell a good judgment on a video who was right, who was wrong. All I'm saying is we cast judgment on something that we see that we don't know the whole story of. All I'm saying is the police, you know, these people who don't think they need to carry guns or think they're bad, they need to ride with a police officer for a night, two nights.
I actually have done that. I've done a police ride-along before, and it was really interesting. If you want to see me in a police ride-along, just Google Keene Police Ride-Along on YouTube. Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate it. That's funny. I just used Google for the verb search. Search for Keene Police Ride-Along on YouTube, or Google it, and it'll come up that way, too.
Sure.
855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sunstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan Lendon. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here, live Saturday edition. You may join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got another way for you to listen to Free Talk Live now. We've got a bunch of them. There's, of course, live streams. There are 170-plus radio stations that air the show. We've got satellite channels that air our radio, little radio network, lrn.fm, which includes Free Talk Live across multiple continents. So you've got all of that. In addition, podcast downloads. You can listen there. You can listen online via live streaming. We've got an app that allows you to tune in. We've got listen lines. We're taking the listen lines to a new level now. So the idea of a listen line is you can call a telephone number, a long-distance U.S. telephone number, and then listen to us on your phone. It's a way to listen to the show without having to spend your data plan. So if you got, 2 gigabytes a month, you're close to the limit, but you've got unlimited minutes, unlimited calling minutes, you just call the listen line. You can listen for as long as you want. Well, we're taking that to the next level by making our listen line an audio on demand line. So not only can you listen to the LRN.fm stream live via this new number, which I'm about to give you, but it'll also allow you to select which original LRN program you want to listen to on demand. So if you want to listen to Free Talk Live, we're the first one on the menu. You want to listen to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock? He's in there. The Rebel Love Show, Cut Block Radio, Off the Air Live. Several shows, almost a dozen shows, are accessible through this audio on demand line. So here's the number. We still have the other listen line number, so if you have that in your phone, that's fine. But this is the new one that we're going to be talking about a lot. 641-793-9660. That's 641-793-9660. put that into your phone and then call it anytime you want to. Just, you know, keep in mind it is a long distance phone number. Not that anyone actually pays for long distance anymore.
Somebody somewhere does.
But if for some reason you do pay for long distance, you'll need to keep that in mind when you call this number. Again, it's 641-793-9660. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. A lot of people want to talk about the situation with the police shooting people, the police being shot, and the federal government's proposal to federalize your local cops as a solution, not to police shootings, but to racial bias. Somehow that's going to solve the problems. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
The race thing is kind of interesting. I've seen statistics on both sides of these recently. On one side, more white people are shot by police than black people in America. So there's like, okay, look at that. And on the other side, it's young men between the ages of 15 and 19, apparently young black men are more likely to be shot, like 20 times more likely to be shot than young white men. So, I mean, you can do what you want to do with those numbers, but it's kind of interesting that you can use them whatever way you want.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. First up this hour here, or I guess we haven't started a new hour. Anyway, first up here, let's go to John. He's in Tallahassee listening to WVFT FM. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just going to kind of make a comment and then get off to listen to what you may have to say about it. I think that the news cycles play a lot in everyone's anxiety because, like, when I was growing up, I'm almost 50 years old. When I was young, the news was on at noon. Then it was on at 6. Most people were working during those hours. And then they come home, watch their television shows, watch the 11 o'clock news, go to bed.
Yeah.
You hear about the local shooting, maybe one. And now
not
it's
New Hampshire.
Like, right, well, now it's like, oh, this person's dead, this person, oh, they got shot, they're dead. They're, all these people all over the world, they're all dying. And panic, everyone's dying and getting shot, and the police are killing everyone in gangs, and it's 24/7 in your face, and it's like, man, do we ever get a break from it's nothing but death, death, death every day? Is there any good news?
Well, if it bleeds, it leads. I mean, this is one of the common critiques of news agencies. Isn't there any good news, is what you said there at the end of the rant. And your viewpoint isn't uncommon. There are people who also ask this question. They've been asking it for decades. So it's not like a new thing. There have been people who have been saying this for a long time. And, you know, the fact is, if you put a news program together about Gertrude and her 100th birthday and, you know, other things that are cute and happening, here's a birthday party for some kids, or here's Smokey the Bear. He came to the elementary school today.
People aren't going to tune in for that, and
mm-hmm. So they can't sell any advertising if that's the case, and, you know, there you go, you're out of business. So
right.
You've got to put the sexy stories, the sizzle.
Local Klansman shoots up crack house. Tune in at 11 and see how it affects you and your children.
Right.
And also, back then, they didn't also tell you everything that was going on like they do now. They did. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, and back in the day, they only told you a certain amount of things because they didn't want the public to panic. I mean, if they told every killing that was going on down in Miami, you'd think the world was coming to an end down there.
I guess the only thing you really can do here, John, is turn it off. If you're not happy with it, there's a lot of other things that you can occupy your time with. And with the internet, you can find the kind of news that you want. You can find the kind of reporting that you're looking for, and you can ignore the rest of it.
When I did this, and I did it for a couple of years, the worst thing that happened to me was somebody said that there was a hurricane out in the Gulf of Mexico, and and it didn't hit us, so there you go.
John, good luck. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And I know a lot of people share those concerns, but, you know, luckily you don't have to allow the local news or Fox News or MSNBC or whoever to be your sole source of information. In fact, if that's the only way you're getting information, I would say you've got a problem. It's good to diversify your news sources, get out there and, you know, see what others are reporting on, see what other countries' news sources are reporting on. We can do that now with a click of a button. Two decades ago, unless you had access to the BBC or something like
that.
You
mean the reporting on in the United States? Because I feel like you can get some really interesting takes on news happening in the U.S.
Right.
If you're going through Der Spiegel or, you know, BBC or Al Jazeera, one of these.
I think that, like, you know, I look in different places for show prep, for instance. Last night when the, I wouldn't call them riots, but when people were in the streets and blocking off the interstates in Atlanta, when that was happening, Drudge Report didn't have a mention of it. If you were just looking at Drudge Report, which is generally a place where you can get a bunch of headlines, then you wouldn't know that was happening. But RT had the story, Russia Today, RT.com. Now, they don't do a very good job reporting on Russia, but they sure do a good job of critical analysis of things happening inside the United States and reporting, you know, from a perspective that isn't so obedient like many of these news agencies based in the United States. They're very obedient to the United States government. So looking outside, Al Jazeera, Press TV, RT, just understanding the biases of the news agencies that you're looking at in advance. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue, we've got Steve in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I listen to your show. Great show. Always
Thanks.
Very informative. Couple
Go ahead,
things.
Sir.
You raised earlier the discussing, you know, cops in the UK typically don't carry firearms. But, you know, I know you're both big Second Amendment supporters. We do have an armed populace, so I don't think it's an apt analogy because, again, we do have an armed populace. There's over 300 million guns circulating in the U.S. So, you know, as apprehensive as you may be about certain police officers having firearms or leaving work with their firearms, I don't think that's a feasible for, you know.
I haven't advocated for it.
Oh, no, but you're discussing, it seemed like it was it was raised.
One of our callers brought it up.
A caller brought it up. And
it wouldn't be something
I'd
go
to. I'd like
to
be very, very, very clear on these topics because many people will hear other folks say things on the show and then believe that we advocate for those things. One time, and I think this is a really great example, is we lost four radio stations because a United States veteran called in and said that people in the military are nothing but paid killers working for liars and thieves. And we lost four stations because of somebody called in and said that.
Well, we don't disagree with them.
Well, I mean, what am I supposed to do with it? I mean, somebody go ahead and disagree. I mean, do they get a paycheck?
Right.
What's their job? Right. You know, who do they work for? Politicians. Are they liars and thieves? I have
sure
no rebuttal for that statement.
Yeah.
So there you go.
All right, Steve, anything else you want to share? Go for it now.
One other thing, too, is there have been studies that have been borne out pretty well, that the higher educational levels of the police officers, the far less likely they are to be involved in excessive use of force situations in terms of using excessive force. So I think that goes to, I'm not an advocate of federalization, I'll say that at the onset, but when you talk about professionalism, part of professionalism is offering an enticing salary that will...
I think there's something to that, and I think that here in the local area, I think they do require college degrees, and I think it makes a difference. More coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.